You're listening to Morning Edition on VPR. Good morning, quarter of eight. And later tonight, Iowans will head to schools, gyms, and church basements to make their choices for the next Democratic presidential nominee. For Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a win in Iowa could create significant momentum for his presidential bid. And Sanders says if turnout is high, he stands a good chance of winning the Hawkeye State. VPR's Henry Epp is in Iowa, and he has this report on the campaign's final appeal to caucusgoers.
An announced crowd of 3,000 people packed into an arena in downtown Cedar Rapids on Saturday night to hear Senator Bernie Sanders and several surrogates make the case for Iowans to caucus for the 78-year-old Democratic Socialist from Vermont. He's been leading in several recent polls here. Oh, and rock band Vampire Weekend played a short set, too.
We took a vow in summertime, now we find ourselves in late December.
Earlier in the evening, Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington State summed up the stakes of the caucus.
If we win in Iowa, we go on to New Hampshire with momentum. We go on to Nevada. We go on to every state across the country. And Iowa is going to lead the way. So Iowa, let's win on Monday!
All right!
Sanders then delivered his standard stump speech, no mention of his Democratic rivals, but heavy emphasis on voter turnout. If it's low, he'll lose, he said.
But if there is a high voter turnout, we're going to win.
So, what does turning out Iowans actually look like? For Brian McLean of Ankeny, Iowa, just north of Des Moines, it looks like knocking on strangers' doors on a Sunday morning. In this case, a basement apartment where a young man answers the door in his underwear and a sweatshirt.
Hey, hello, Matthew?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Brian McLean. I'm the precinct captain for the Bernie campaign in this area.
Okay.
Matthew does not say whether he'll caucus for Sanders, but McLean leaves a campaign flyer with him. McLean is door-knocking in his own neighborhood in Ankeny, a fast-growing suburb with a mix of 1970s-era low-rise apartments and cookie-cutter housing developments that look like they were built in the last decade or two. As recently as 2012, McLean says he caucused for Republican Ron Paul, but his libertarian views shifted in 2016 with some nudging from his wife. He's become a dedicated volunteer for Sanders, who came in a close second in Iowa in 2016. Maybe it's the fact that it's a Sunday morning, maybe a bit of fatigue among voters who've been lavished with attention from candidates for over a year now, but door knocking comes with a fair share of no answers and rejections. One resident speaks to McLean through a closed door.
Hi, this is Brian McLean. I am the precinct captain for the Bernie campaign for this area.
Okay, I'm not interested. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
McLean leaves a flyer on the door anyway, and after his door-knocking shift, he sees a silver lining.
You know, we're leaving a bunch of flyers behind. We're making it known that we're still out here, and they can call us whenever if they have any questions.
McLean, who's a 42-year-old member of the Postal Workers Union, will need to keep that optimism through Monday night as he looks to rally Ankeny voters to choose Sanders at his local caucus. Next up, he meets at a coffee shop with three local Sanders volunteers who will be caucusing with him, and he asks them to help shepherd voters towards Sanders when they show up on Monday.
I'll leave you guys up to whoever might want to do that. When you show up, it's a good opportunity to just kind of make an impression right in the front door. That'd be awesome.
Andrew Long, Cassandra McDermott, and Tyler Sanders all agree to help. Then their conversation turns to President Donald Trump and what they see as crossover between his voters and Sanders supporters. Cassandra McDermott.
He tapped an electorate that had been ignored. And, you know, I think a lot of those people, had Senator Sanders made the last primary, would have gone that direction.
Brian McLean puts it in terms of a Star Wars analogy.
It is almost like the dark side and the light side of the force. It just exists, but it depends on what you do with it.
Yeah.
And we want to bring it back over to the light side and actually do something good for everybody with it.
Sanders volunteers will find out whether they're starting on a path toward a face-off with President Trump later tonight. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp in West Des Moines, Iowa.